Welcome to Children's on Quality. I'm Dr. Rick McLeod, along with Dr. Karen McCoy, Division Chief of Pulmonary Medicine at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Karen, the National Asthma Education and Prevention Program and the American Academy of Pediatrics have made strong recommendations about the use of corticosteroids for patients with asthma. What are these drugs and how do they help?
Well, corticosteroids are anti-inflammatory medications. They help in asthma because asthma is largely an inflammatory disorder of the airways. So when an individual is acutely flared, then one of the major legs of the stool of inpatient asthma management is to reduce the inflammation in the airways. And that actually goes along with the use of relief medications for immediate improvement, and with the other leg of the stool being educating the child and the family about better and improved care of asthma as they go forward to be released to home again.
So these medications, the corticosteroids and the relievers, need to be used together?
Yes, they absolutely need to be used together. The relief medications provide immediate relief, but don't change the asthma inflammation. The corticosteroids get to the inflammatory flare that's really the basis of flaring up in asthma.
Now, I can remember a number of years ago when I was in training that we would start a child with asthma on steroids, but then after they got better, we would stop it. We were concerned about side effects of the steroids back then, and now we've changed where we're using the steroids all the time. Explain that.
In most instances, we don't use systemic steroids, the ones that are taken either orally or by IV, which is the way we approach the acute intervention in the hospital for long-term purposes. We do, however, in a large number of children with persistent asthma, recommend that a form of steroids as an inhaled steroids, which is effective but with very, very low side effect profile, be used as a controller medicine in ongoing care for those children.
How should parents gauge treatment and recovery for their child with asthma?
Well, that depends on where we are. If we're talking about day to day, then national guidelines provide a very clear picture of what is good control. And that basically means that the child is not routinely requiring any quick relief medication on an ongoing basis, that they are able to participate in full age-appropriate activities, and that the family life is not disrupted by a lot of need of urgent care or extra treatment.
Thank you so much to Dr. McCoy for joining us for Children's on Quality.
Thank you for having me.